One of the dinyanim in the mahalchim of the avos is the shinu shemus, that the avos had different names and changed. So Avraham Avinu, just like there was a lech lecha, and Avraham Avinu moved away from his parents' house and he moved into kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishana the Shem, and he wasn't called Avram, he was called Avram. And if anybody calls Avram Avram, he's over with Elois HaSein, and so on. So you have a mahalach of being Oikah the Shem when he moves into a world of Kedusha. That's understandable. It's one of the Dakei Tshuva, that a person who does Tshuva is Mishana Shem, and so on. The Shinu Shem is that it's the Shinu to Kedusha. Yitzchak Kedarkei was born Tamim, and Yitzchak was born B'Kedusha, and the name that he had when he was born was the name that stayed with him, and that was Yitzchak. Yaakov is strange. He's born Yaakov. There's a Shinui Hashem, but the Shinui Hashem doesn't stay. In other words, you're allowed to call him Yaakov, and it says, and the Gemara says, that even though Akash Baruch was Mishan his name, still you're allowed to call him Yaakov. And Adam, it's Meduik in the Pasik that Akash Baruch said, Yaakov Shimcha, Le'yomod Yaakov, Al Yisrael. So the Pasik is, even when Akash Baruch Hu calls him that, it's very, very strange the way the Malach says, Vayoma Lo Yaakov Yoma Od Shimcha, Yaakov should not be your name, Ki'im Yisrael. That's the way the Malach told him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Vayom Olo Lekim, Shimcha Yaakov, your name is Yaakov, Lo Yekoresh Shimcha Od Yaakov, Ki'im Yisrael Yashmecha. So the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, it's a lot more awkward, than the way the Malach says it. The Malach tells him, yes, and what's your name? Told him Yaakov. So he says, well, it's not going to be Yaakov, it's going to be Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu later told him, Vayomer Elokim Shimcha Yaakov, your name is Yaakov, Lo Yekore Shimcha Od Yaakov, we're not going to call it Yaakov, Ki'im Yisrael. What is the Shimcha Yaakov over here before? So there's a Medrash that says, the Medrash HaGadol says, Ben Kapara Oimer, Chavivu Mashenem B'Yaakov Yosef Shal Avram. Yaakov has a bigger chavivus than Avram. Dil Avram, Shnikra Avram, anyone who calls him Avram, or even Beloisase. Abu Yaakov, Mishenikra Shmo Yisrael, Kol Mishikorese Yaakov Eina Oiva. So there's a bigger chvivus in Avram, in Yaakov than Avram, because Yaakov Avinu, if you dare call him Avram, you're Oiva and Issa. Yaakov, if you call him Yaakov, then you're not Oiva. Umatam, what's the mark of it? Omer Beloza. Vayoymaloi alekim Shimcha Yaakov. So he learns up the pasuk kipshutoi. Shimcha Yaakov mikol makom gam laacha shenoisa loshem Yisrael. So he's called Yaakov and also Yisrael. Lechura, if we were to ask ourselves, is this a Maila in Avram, a Yaakov, or a Chisaron? We would normally be tempted to say it's a Chisaron. Because if the Shinui Hashem is a Shinui from Gnus to Toiva, like Avram becoming Avraham, so when we say that the original name is completely Nimchak, we say we did away with the original Metzias. He's not like it says by Baal Tshuva, I'm no longer the person I was, I'm a new person, better person, there's nothing left over from there. By Yaakov, Yaakov is derogatory. It says V'yoda Chazes Bakav Esav. He's schlepping along after Esav. He's inferior to Esav, and so on. Or Loshem Mirma, that Ikvani Pamayim. It's a name that has something derogatory. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Malach says, no, we're going to change the name to Yisrael. The fact that you can still call the person Yaakov seems to be a chisaron, not a maila. If a person turns over a new leaf, and you say, I bechlal can't recognize the person as he was, that's a maila on the person. But if you say, you know, he acts menschlich, but you still see some of the original signs, then it's not a maila. It's less. So what does it mean that it's a maila, a chvivus in Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov Avinu can be called Yisrael afterwards, and whereas Avram is a lesser Madrega, and him you can't call Avram. That's the Shailovia with the Kriya of the name. The Goyen says that he's Medayik. He explains the Gemara in Brachis. How does the Gemara know why here you could call Yaakov and here you cannot call Avram? So he says, because by us it says Yia Shimcha. Yia is a Loshen Asid more Meruchok, whereas by Avram it says Vehoya. Vehoya is a much more immediate Asid. Vehoya is built on the Loshen Avad, that's Nishapich, so it implies a stronger sense of Asidus. So the Gemara says there's a difference mitzad the way it's listed in Pasuk. But Eich Shelo Yia, there's a stark difference in the Shinui Hashem. The Chazal seem to be madgish that it's in the favor of Yaakov Avinu. L'chura to us it seems to be inferior. We have to understand what is this Inyan over here. Rashi says a very, very strange Loshen. Rashi brings a parsha in Hosea that describes the vikuach between the Malach and Yaakov Avinu, and he learns a pshat in the pasuk the same way he learns in Hosea. He also learns the pasuk like that. It's his own pirish, and this is the way he says it. It says in the pasuk vayosar al Malach vayuchal bocha vayischan in loy, that he fought, he struggled with the Malach, he was able to conquer him, he cried and begged him. That's the Lashon of Pasuk Nishaya. So, Rashi is Mefarish. Bocha ha-Malach va'yischan eloi. The Malach cried and begged him. Uman ischan eloi. What did he beg him? Beis el yimtze'enu v'shom yedabi mona. That's actually the Pesukim there. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find us in Beis El, and he will speak with us there. Hamtenli, achidabi mona sham. Why don't you wait until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and speaks to both of us? And Hosea Rashi is a little bit more elaborate, that Osir, it says, I think if I remember correctly, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mizgala to us, and him and I together will make your name into Yisrael. V'leirotze Yaakov v'alkorcho hoide le'alehem. And he forced them all to be moide. V'zeh v'yivorcho yisei shom shei mischanin lahamten le'vleirotze. So it's very hard to understand what was that. What was the impatience of Yaakov and the vikuach of the Malach with Yaakov? The Malach said, "Don't worry. In another two parishes, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you're going to be in Beis El, Kadosh Baruch Hu will come down with me together and will officially crown you as Yisrael." And he says, "No, I want it now at this minute over here." What's the shock of attire over here that is? The inyan between the two. It's a modern shakatai. He didn't trust the Malach. What was going on over here in this dialogue between the Malach and Yaakov Avinu? Another interesting lashon. It says tzaddikim are bigger. Chazal say tzaddikim are bigger than Malachim. What's the lashon? So it says the Einyadea mi bocha lemi, or it says a lashon, a different chazal. Reb Shimon says teidel choshet tzaddikim gdoilim min malachim. Tzaddikim are bigger than malachim. The mi gadol, who's bigger, mishaleach or mishtaleach? The person who sends somebody or the person who is sent? Havayim a mishaleach. When you send somebody, you call in your kid and you tell him, "Could you go down to the store and get me something?" So the father is the bigger one, and the kid is the one that's being sent for the shlichus. For Ravas Talmidei, because of the tzaddikim, it says, "Vayeme shalcheini ke'ola ashachar." He told him, "Send me ke'ola ashachar." Haveoime shatzaddikim gedol malachim. So that tells me that tzaddikim are gedolim de malachim. It's very, and Chazal says different lashonis, same nekuda that the shalcheini says that he's bigger than him. Lechura. I mean, doesn't Shalcheini mean, whatever it means in the Pesukim, however we understand, I mean, he basically had a grip on him. And he told me, "Let go of me." What are they trying to prove? They're saying tzaddikim are bigger than malachim because the malachim are usually are messengers of tzaddikim. I mean, Yaakov had him pinned down, and that was it. I mean, where was the reflected the godless of malachim to tzaddikim? And bichlal, what does it mean? The malach is bigger than a tzaddik, or tzaddik is bigger than a malach? It's a question of rank. It happens to be one of a sugya that Nefesh HaChaim speaks about it. Machlekes Rishonim, a big machlekes Rishonim about it. But it's hard to understand in the Chazal and the Psukim here. What's the mahalach over here? Which is who is bigger? And it tells him it must be that tzaddikim are bigger because they send the malachim there. So let's be misplaying a little bit in the. Let's take the Goyen says over here. The Goyen mentions Agavurcha. The Goyen says that the difference between Yisrael and Yaakov is Kiminyan Satan. That the minyan of the difference in the two minyanim is Kiminyan Satan, and B'meila that was the Yisofa of Yaakov. The Gematria of Satan, you add to it, it's 182, and you add Satan, and you get Yisrael. That's the Goyen says over here. I want to try to understand it. It's a mafteach for understanding big parsha over here and trying to understand what's the vikuch of Yaakov and Yisrael and so on. In the world of Kedusha, in the world of Kairas HaNefesh, there is a darga of a struggle with Ra. Yitzhahara wants to get a person to do bad, and the person struggles against it, and he tries to break away from it. And that is the Mahalach HaVeiris Hashem. That's what a person is supposed to do. Then a person breaks away from it. A person is supposed to be completely Kaddish. That's a second darga. So Avraham Avinu was the person that broke away from a world of Tumah, of Avodah Zarah, of Ra, and it was Avraham. And you had to be menatik. You had to be menatik everything that was there before from it. He was Lech Lecha Me'atzcha, Me'latcha Me'savicha. He's called Avraham. Everything is a nituk from Ra. Yitzchak is the Av that is Kol Kuloi Natur and Kedusha. The Metzius of a person that is Kol Kuloi Kedusha. That's Yitzchak. He's not Yisrael. He Akash Rov Zmiachat Shmuel of Bechayov, and so on. Yaakov is the Darga where a person is able to take those in Yonim that are not in Kedusha Dafka and bring them into Kedusha. Lamashal, let's take an example. I want to take the example first because I don't even want it to go across as a something that's lamaila mi asagaseinu. Let's take an example. A person has a tremendous ability to. A person is a ganav, like by teva. But teva is a ganav. He has to break that meter completely. And he has to be in a darga where he has no shaykhas to gneva anymore whatsoever. And only then does the person have a shaykhas to using that meter in a way that's toiv. A person who can push his way, who bullies people, whatever it is. So he has to be oiked the meter completely, in a way that it bechlal doesn't affect him, and then he is able to use that midah objectively, independently, in a place that it's needed. But there's three separate dargas. There's a darga where a person is misnate completely from it, where the person has no shaykhas to it. There's a darga where the person lives as if it never was part of him. He's gotten rid of it. Not only is he struggling, he's finished struggling, it's not part of him. And then he can make use of it judiciously, and it's taka coming mitzad his control the way it should be. an inyan similar to this is a very edler inyan, the inyan of Sir Lazazel. Chazal say that the Ramban, when he speaks by Richus on the Sir Lazazel, that Chas v'Shalom, he says, we're bringing a korban to any koiches chutz, that would be avodah zarah, that would be a terrible thing. We're giving him a pras mi beis hamelach. We're giving him a seuda from the beis hamelach. In other words, I am. So what changed exactly? He says it looks like a carbon to avodah zarah, to la'azazel, a koiches of chutz. And he says, Chas v'Shalom, it's not a carbon to them, but rather like a pras mi beis hamelach. In other words, the nekuda that distinguishes between those inyanim that are necessary and those inyanim that are ra, where avodah zarah becomes avodah zarah, and where it's a chelek of the bria, is in this nekuda, is it coming from its own volition, or is it coming because I'm empowering it? If a person gets up and he says, I will judge people and decide whether they're worthy of living or being or dying, he's a married b'malchus. If a king appoints a judge, and the judge says, by the power vested in me by the king, I will now decide your fate, the person is an Eved HaMelech. In other words, the big nekuda is where the rishus comes from. Is it coming from a koyach of, from the central koyach, giving it its due? Or is it taking its own koyches because it has its own koyches? That's in the ultimate nekuda, that's where there's afchana between ra and toiv. Those in yanim that come because they have some independent rotzen, that's not good. When it's part of my when it's part of the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when it has a makom. So the koichos chutz, the azazels of the world, the things that are the seirim, the whole chelek of the bria that's called chutz, it depends. If a person brings a korban to them, that is avodah zarah, and lo yizbuchu l'seirim oid, and that is the makor of all ra. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends out from the Beis HaMikdash, he sends them their due, that is the greatest subordination to Kedusha. So we have a two mahalachim of how to deal with koiches that are ra. There's a mahalach of pshara. In other words, let's say I have an enemy and I can't completely vanquish him. So I make a pshara. I say, listen, you asked for ransom for $1 million. I can't give you more than $10,000. And if we were to do battle, I would do a lot of damage. And you know it, that I would disproportionately devastate you. So be happy with $10,000. If we reach that agreement, then it's bederech shel pshara. I exist, he exists. We need to slice the cake somehow. This is a truce that will give us both what we need. Let's say I vanquished the person, I put him in jail, and I made a decision, he needs kach v'kach amount of money to feed him, to give him what he needs and so on. That money is not a shutfis, it's not a pshara, it's coming from me. Being that I have the power of him, I've decided to apportion him X amount of money for food, X amount of money for care, and so on and so forth. So we have two ways in which we reach some sort of giving to the koiches of the world that are ra. One is an oifen of pshara, an oifen that he gets what he wants because he's got a say, bigger say, smaller say, but he has it. And then something coming from me that is I'm endowing him or empowering him or being his benefactor. Those are the two mahalchim of dealing with an other entity. Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu's avoda was to try and to bring back all of the Nekudas Rebriya that stand outside the Bria. Avraham Avinu's job was to break away from that outside. The world was full with Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and himself broke away from it. Yitzchak was meant to create a Metzias that is completely divided from that. And he stands a Metzias that doesn't touch with the world that's Ra. Yaakov Avinu's Avodah is to go out to take those inyanim and to bring them back under Kedusha. He was born holding on to the Ekev of Esav. In other words, Esav comes out first. He was trying to grab Esav in order to subjugate him under himself. That was Yaakov's Mahalo. And that's why Yaakov had to get the brachas away. Yaakov wrestled with Esav to subjugate him, to subordinate him, because that was the avodah of Yaakov, not to leave anything outside that has a makom avodah zarah. Avraham Avinu's avodah was he himself should break away from avodah zarah. Yitzchak's avodah was he should never have had a keshuvah avodah zarah. And Yaakov's avodah was there should not be any avodah zarah in the world. But the real way of subjugating it, the real way of overpowering it is that the avodah zarah itself, that it come back and become a chelek of kedusha. So long as the avodah zarah itself stands in its own right, even if it's defeated, it's still standing as an alternative. The avodah is where it's shown the connection of the avodah zarah to the Let's give an example. If a person has an enemy and he realizes the enemy's weak spot is that he needs money, so he knows that if he strikes at his money lifeline, at his money line, then he vanquished the enemy because he can't do without money. Let's take a following scenario. A person is at loggerheads with a child of his, and the child claims this, that, the other. When the child asks him for an allowance or for money or whatever it is, there's a statement of Haidas Baldin in that asking for the money. Basically, at the end of the day, you're not a Baldover of mine. You're not a Bar Plukta. Sahakol, I'm the one you are only an extension of what I created and what I am. There's a much finer line in that type of relationship because you're really a hemshech of what I'm doing. When Yaakov, Malachim as such, it says this Malach was a Sashal Esav. It's not only that he was a Sashal Esav. There's another inyan in it. Malachim are the first Bria that stand apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first mistake, the finest mistake a person can make is that he mistakes a Malach or Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it says by Zavech L'Elohim Yechram, Elohim is the name of Avodah Zarah, Elohim is the name of Malachim. And Karbanis, you're not allowed to, and it's famous by Manoach, he said, don't you dare bring a carbon to me, the Malach said, bring it to Lashem Belvado. It's built to Lashem Belvado by Karbanis. The Inyan of Malachim is the first place in the Bria, the finest distinction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to an other. And Yaakov struggled with the Malach. And that's what the Malach, that's where you had, that was the Pshat and Rashi over there. The Malach says, wait, you want to be called Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it on his agenda that when you get to Beis El, he's going to call you Yisrael. You want to be called Yisrael? Wait. It's set. What could be better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling you Yisrael? And I'll be standing there. I'll be with him. And Yaakov said, no, I want you to call me Yisrael because I am subjugating you. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling him Yisrael, it's lacking in the Hoidaz Baldin of the Malach. And the Malach is an other entity. He had a wrestling match with Avraham Avinu, with Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the whistle and he said, Yisrael wins. That is not the Nitzachon that Yaakov Avinu needed. The Nitzachon that Yaakov Avinu needed was to bring in that the Malach should not see itself as its own entity, but rather a product of Yaakov's bracha or Yaakov's rotzen or whatever it is. The inyan for that is, and this is what Chazal said, who's bigger than who? Malachim are tremendous koiches in the Bria. But the koiches in the Bria are unleashed by Maisa Adam. Not because Adam is superior, but the only place in the Bria that there's Ratzon Hashem is in Adam. Malachim are not be'etzim Ratzon Hashem. They're oise dvaroi. Malachim are gibor koich oise dvaroi. They're programmed to do what they're supposed to do, and they do it effectively and powerfully. But the Metzias and the Bria, where there's a gilui of Ratzon Hashem, is only by people because they're bnei bechira, and they choose to do right because it's right because Hashem said so. In their choosing that Hashem said so, that's where they bring out the Ratzon Hashem. And if the Malach is subordinate to Adam, that means the Malach's Metzias is a product of Ratzon Hashem. The famous is this, Hashem Tzilch, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the person as he is. Malachim, when they accept that they, it says that they wait for Kedusha, to Klal Yisrael says Kedusha. And that's why in the parish of Kedusha, we have the Malachim, and each time when we speak about Kedusha, we go through the parish of Malachim saying Kedusha. Because since Kedusha is an ultimate Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by making the Malachim part of our Shevach, that is the appropriate form of Kedusha. That's the right Surah of Bria, that we're on top and a Malach is part of it. So Shalcheni, the Malach said Shalcheni, he didn't mean let go. He meant make me your messenger. Yaakov Avinu's Shliach was going to be the Malach. Because Yaakov vanquished him. That's why the Malach became a Shlucho Shel Adam of Yaakov. Yaakov's Metzias is the Metzias that is Ratzon Hashem, and b'meili he sends out a Malach, and the Malach is the one that is coming from him. So when Chazal say, who's bigger than who, Shalcheni means not let me go, let me go. Shalcheni means send me. Let me be your messenger. I want to be misamic a little bit in this inyan. So basically, what we have now is the first point that there is the chalakim of the Bria that are kilu chitzoinistic, that stand as others, that are called Elohim, which is the same as Avodah Zarah, it's Malachim. Yaakov Avinu's dagger was to take that and to subordinate it and to make it as his shliach, and so on. It says in the Goyen that Lasid Lavo, the Umas HaOlam, are going to be Kolol. They won't become Batel, but they're going to be Kolol in Yaakov. The Goyen's Lashon is V'yodo Chezes Bekev Esav Ki Af Be'olam Hazeh Yitol Yaakov B'Sofo V'hu Li Mois HaMashiach. So Yisrael is Mitzad the higher inyan. Yaakov is that he will grab onto the chelik of Umas HaOlam. V'af Umas HaOlam lo yizbatlu. Umas HaOlam won't become batel. Kan Mois HaShiach rak tmunim yu b'yad Yaakov. They will be tamun in Yaakov's hands. In other words, in the fact that Yaakov grabs on to those chelakim of the Bria, they themselves find their Metzias in the Bria because of it. the metzias of Umas Ha'olam, the metzias of Esav, the metzias of Ra and the Bria, loses its name Ra when it becomes subordinate to Yaakov. So that's why the name Yaakov and the name Yisrael go together, because the b'china of Yaakov, the wrestling with the chelik and the bria that we would call ra or external, is part and parcel of Yaakov's avoda, and at the end of the day, it helps Yaakov. It makes the Umas Ha'olam incorporate in Yaakov. The Sarai Shel Esav said Shira al Yaakov's Malach. That's what happened. The Sarah said, I've been around since creation, and I was never called to say Shira until now. Shalcheni means I can only say Shira because I was vanquished by you, because you're the one that's going to send me. I want to take this Indian into the world that we're familiar with and discuss a little bit. Both halves of what we said. A person's metzias consists of different kochos. A person has naturally good tendencies. A person has reasonably neutral koichos. And a person has difficult koichos. Everyone has those koichos that are his challenges. So let's say a person has a big Yetzirah for Kavod. A person has a big Yetzirah for Taiva. A person has a big Yetzirah for Kina. And so on. It seems to us that we spend our time frustrated. Instead of doing what we're supposed to do, we're busy getting rid of the elephant sitting on us. For the person suffering from whatever problem he's suffering from, that koyach seems to be just sitting on him and expending his energy on doing things that are just getting rid of a problem but not constructive and not accomplishing anything. Secondly, another inyan that associate, people say, well, you have to use all your koyches and incorporate the bed also. Both of those are wrong. The first yesod is, for instance, if a person has an atiya for kas, so you say to yourself, well, instead of it eating up 80% of your time, use it only for the 10 or 20% of time that's constructed. The answer to that is wrong. A person has to completely vanquish the koyach. I'll leave it there. I'm not saying that's an interim step. I mean, interim step, there's different, there are different compromises. But what we're talking about, real avoda is that a person who has the midah of kas as such cannot compromise with it. A person has the midah of taiva. Whatever it is, the person has to gain total control over it where he is completely menutik from it. The person is... And the reason is... Because the real issue, the real things that a person has an issue with, the problem is not the koach. The problem is the control it has over him. Just like if a person is addicted to smoking, it's not, the problem is not even the smoking, it's the addiction. And if the person cuts down on smoking, he still hasn't stopped smoking because the smoking still has the koach over him. There is no chelik of ra that the tov is compromising with it. When a person gives a neat formula, we just have to balance everything. That's not true of koyches hanefesh that is perceived to be the ra that the person is struggling with, and that the person has to extricate completely. And that's avoda. When a person has succeeded in doing that, and he really is not at all driven by it, the second step is, but obviously I have a koyach in this area. If a person has a koyach of kina, as long as he's driven by kina, that he has to get rid of it completely. Once he's completely rid of kina is a koyach of ambition, and it has a makom and avoda. Once it's broken, a person can incorporate it in avoda. Needs to. We have kina sofer and tarbe chachma, and so on. There are inyanim where you need it. There's a yanim, a person needs taiva. A person who doesn't have any relationship with other person is a coldness, and there's no sense of person there. But it's coming now from a position of strength, not a position of weakness. It's not a compromise with a weak koach, but it's a usage of a koach that's been subordinated by me. And that becomes the person's strong koach. The many times a person he's very, very jumpy. He's full of energy and he can't sit still. So, you know, compromising is a way to do something with it, but it's not a voda. A person has to buckle down completely, so that the person has no. The person has no need to jump at all. The person can sit for as long as it takes, and that became his metzias. He's now somebody can sit. At a later point in life, he can now awaken those that's energy in himself and use it. Once he's been able to vanquish it, he's now balabayas over it, and he can now use it, and it's a koach that has a metzias. The ability to bring in the chela, to bring in the ace of the world, that in ikvus of the meshichasa, everything becomes part of it, is only when it's gone through the entire process. It says, Vayavek Yaakov, Vayavek ish imo. So it says, Helo avak, there was dust that came out of it. So the Zayah says that earth is productive, but dust is not. Dust does not grow anything. So it says when it's a chilek of the earth, then it also becomes productive. In other words, in the struggle of the malach, in the struggle of a person with his difficult koiches, it seems to be totally unproductive. So what I gain for struggling so hard with kin, that I don't have kin anymore. Fine, but I didn't do anything positive. The answer is when it becomes a sniff to something positive, when it becomes a branch of something positive, it becomes productive as well. That's what desire means. In the big inyanim that we struggle with, the years of working with things are these years. These are the times, this tkufa in a person's life is when he's mature enough to recognize issues, when he can has the time and the space to work on it, and a person can work on it. And the first thing is to bring something under complete control. That's the first mitzvah. Where a person can, if a person who has a skas has to be completely, he has to learn to be completely apathetic. What do I care? Once a person's what do I care is always there, and the person never gets affected, at some point later the person can say, you know, there is injustice in the world, and I've got to get it out of the world. The midah that's behind the kas can now become the fuel to take him somewhere. When a person has struggled with the sarei shel Esav, so it looks like what comes out of it is unproductive dust. It looks like it's avak, and that's why it's so disheartening. But once a person has succeeded in breaking it, once a person has succeeded in vanquishing it, that malach becomes a shliach of Yaakov. Shalcheini ke'ol ha'shacha. I'm now going to go and say shira as Yaakov shliach. It's a sarei shel Esav, but the shira that he says is as Yaakov's malach. When a person is matzliach, when a person works on himself and a person is able to completely be on top of something, and then at some later point in life, it becomes a meter that he needs to use and can use, and then this is the tikkun of the bria is where Yaakov stays with Yisrael. It's Avram forgot the past. Yitzchak never had a past. Yaakov's past stays with his hoiver and his asid, and it's not a steer to it. That's what Chazal say, the chvivas of Yaakov. Avram needs to forget Avram, and it's forgotten and gone with. Yitzchak has nothing to forget. Yaakov, Yisrael, has a Yaakov that was, and once he's Yisrael, Yaakov becomes the shliach. Yaakov, the Esav that he grabbed onto, becomes his shliach, and he says, Shira Takadosh Baruch Hu B'Toras, his shliach. Chavis.
How much more?
Fishlia.